Adam. Aval ir of the two porches merely will be chater together, then we say mutarin. Then the both allowed to use it. For the Gemara of Achila, Irvu, my time aloy. Now the question is, though they didn't make an Aruba Chatzera, still it's Shver. Why can't both balconies, like both porches, use this Chatzera to spill it down? Lamai said there is a hole in the Chatzera. They're telling me a Svara now, no matter how much water you spill into the hole, still, the first water will be dissolved in the hole, and the more water you keep on spilling, it'll also be dissolved into the hole. So no matter how much water comes in, it should be Mutter. So even if they didn't make an Aruba Chatzera, it should be Mutter for both porches to spill the water into this Chatzera now that has the hole there. On the Rav Ashi, it's Xeri here. Dilmos lafuki mimani debatam losim. If you can tell both porches have a right to spill the water into the chotzer, they'll think they're both hamish, they both have a right to use the chotzer. And they both come to carry out the kalim in the house into the chotzer. And that's us. If you didn't make an Aruba Chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. So if they didn't make an Aruba Chatzeris, then we say, the one porch that didn't make the hole, they have the right to use it. The other porch can't use it because they shouldn't be Xera, they shouldn't come to use it. How do you left the case to Mishtatfin? Yeah, tonight, Tagaz Yeh, the Shpizim, saying, some, as Chiddish Holy, tonight's the Yosef, the Shpizim. Six nights is Yosef. The Midah of Yosef was Bitochen. Yosef was Gavaltig and Midah from Bitochen. The Medrash says that Dash in the Postig, Ashri Agever, Ashashom Hashem, Miftocha is there Yosef. Yosef had Bitochen and Hashem. And the Postig says, Voloi Pony al Rehovim, Shayidei Shomul Asar Hamashkin Kim Sachatani Deskatari Nisoyseb Loi Shtei Shonim. Since Yosef like asked the Asar Hamashkin to help him out, so he got a punishment. Another 2 years he was put into prison. So for the Kashrid, what was the punishment? You're supposed to be Mishtad. You're supposed to try and help yourself out. What was wrong that Yosef tried to help himself out? The first side of Pshat was Fakert, that Yosef was such a big in the Madrega Bitochen. He saw that Hashem was helping him so much that his great Madrege, he shouldn't have come on to anybody else. He should have only relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was so great in Bitochen that even asked Nishar Mashkim to help him out a little bit. For that he got an Einish another 2 years. So that shows how much of a great Madrege of Bitochen Yosef was, that everything that was coming straight directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was his Midah of Bitochen. Really, Sukkah is also the Midah from Bitochen, Bibotechen Hashem. Really, that's the Indian of a Tzchach. Really, you sit inside a schukka, you look inside the schach, like, what's that roof we have here? The roof you have to protect if you want to come onto the roof. It can't protect you too much, a little leaves. And everybody knows a leaf can't protect you so much. That's where the limit from sukkah, that's not the roof that's protecting us. It's the Shemayim, it's the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the Shechina that's protecting us. It's all start bitachon Hashem. Even though we're supposed to like not live in our big roofs we have inside the house, that we can think that's what's protecting us. It's supposed to be in the sukkah here, we know nothing's protecting us. If it rains, it comes right in. There's no protecting. It's not these things that are protecting us. The limit from Sukkot is that the Shechin HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's protecting us. To have complete bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all the Yikar is, to do the mitzvahs, and from that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. And if we don't do the mitzvahs, that's no good. Like, that's part of the whole limit of Sukkot. And even though now it's a Zman Osif and people bring in their paychecks, the farmers, they used to, the payers, the tour comes home now. You bring it into your house. The Khuri, your house now, your paycheck is this big. Everybody should be inside the house enjoying the money. The terrorist says, no, leave everything inside the house. And you come out here, live in a posh of the house, a posh of the sukkah to do mitzvahs. Like, to know the yikir is to do the mitzvahs even though it's poshed. And now bitachin, the rest of it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, bitachin Hashem. I always said the pshat is one of the ones. The Torah says that the Gimel Regolim is Keneged Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Pesach is Keneged Avram because of Asi Ugois. He made the matzahs. And Yitzchak is Keneged Shavuos, the Matan Torah with the Kol Shofar. And Sukkis is Rumis in Yaakov Avinu. Because the Pesach says Ulumekneya was the Sukkis. That Yaakov made a Sukkis for his animals. So the Mefarshim Mesekach, the Pesach says, Vakeret, Vayivin Loivayis. Yaakov built for himself a house. Although Mekineo, for his animals, he put them outside in the sukkah. So what does that got to do with the sukkahs? By sukkahs, that's just pukpakev. We're supposed to live in the sukkahs, put the animal in the house. So where's the raya from sukkahs from Yaakov, that Yaakov put the animals in the sukkah? The first one, the pshat is, Ravada, Vayivim Loi Bayis, that Yaakov built a house, he built for himself Ravada, based on Medrash. His house was a Bayis or Torah, he learned Torah and did mitzvahs. Yaakov was Yeshua Baholim. Mashenkin, lo Mekineo, means his panosah. The work he had to do to make money, that he left outside in the sukkah. That was an aray. That was a tough with him. That wasn't the ikur. The panasi had to make money and he had to live, but that was outside. That wasn't the ikur. That was Yaakov was. So that limud we learned from sukkahs. That sukkahs is, we leave all the panasi inside the house, and we come outside here in the sukkah just to do mitzvahs, to be b'teich and a kodesh baruch, to know. But all the money we get all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That have the midah of bitachon. And the best way to do it all was coming to learn. Coming to learn. And nowadays, a blotted day is a big thing. To make a good Kabbalah taka, to continue coming the whole year. Finish another few mesechtes this year, Mitzvah Hashem. We say Rachman Huyakum Lana Sukh of Dovan and the fellows goes on the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. That Sukh is the room is for the Shechina for the Beis Hamikdash. So if we must follow the Beis Hamikdash, should come back again. We should have the Shechina Beshleimus. Next year we should all be Zeich attack and be in the Beis Hamikdash, be in the real Shechina.
Yeah, Dav Peites, yeah, Luper Kolagagas. The Mishnah says, "Kol gagoy seir, all the roofs of the city, a gag means on top of your house, and the roof on top of the house is rishus achasi. It's rishus achas. It's considered one rishus that you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof on Shabbos. Even though you didn't make a roof of chaser together, you can carry from one roof to another roof. Ubavach lo yehe gag gevoya yud oinomach yud. One roof should not be higher than the other one 10 tefachim higher." So that looks like one is higher 10 tefachim and one is lower 10 tefachim deep. That's no good. Divrei Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir Shita. Because among all the roofs are like equal level or less than 10 tefachim higher or lower, you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. No. Each roof on top of the house is considered like the apartment itself. Just like each apartment is its own durin, and you're not allowed to carry from one apartment to another apartment without a rubik atzeris, who are then carrying on top of the roof, from one roof to another roof, it's also wasser, unless they made a rubik atzeris together. His echodim said that on the top of the roof is the same halach like inside the house. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the famous Rabbi Shimon Shita, that echod gagos, whether you're carrying from roof to roof, the echod chatzeris, you want to carry from a roof into a chotzer, or from one chotzer to another chotzer. The echod kafifos, an open park, you want to carry from one to another, is v'shus achas hein lekelim sheshiftan b'toichai. Any keli that at the beginning of Shabbos was in one of these rishuyas, was in a roof, or else was in a chotzer, or else was in a park, you're allowed to carry it from one rishus to another rishus, from one chotzer, to another guy, to another karfif, providing the rule of Rishus HaYochid. Hey, the rule was in mechitzas all around them. Just, since the keli started out in one of these Rishuyas, that's not a mokum where somebody lives, it's not considered special to you. The rule, it's all considered one big Rishus. But if you have a keli that at the beginning of Shabbat started out in your apartment, inside your house, then talking, if you take it out to your chotzer, you're not allowed to carry that keli into another chotzer or into a gag. Because when the kelim start out in your private apartment, a private house is considered miyuchet to you. That's the din of a rubik chatzeris. You want to carry from your private apartment to another apartment, that's awesome. So a keli that started out in your apartment, if you take it out to your chotzer, because you have a rubik chatzeris, so you're allowed to carry it out into your chotzer. But you're not allowed to take that keli now into another chotzer, or on top of the gag, or on top of the karfif. Because since it started out in your rishus, if you carry it from your rishus to another rishus, that's awesome in the rabbonin. It looks like you're carrying from rishus yochad to rishus rabbin. Because the man, the keli at the beginning of Shabbos started out in the park, or on top of the roof, or in a chotzer, you're allowed to carry the keli from amish from one chotzer to another chotzer to a karfif, and that's what we pass on Allah, like Reb Shimon. We go to kula. And you're allowed to carry something, you have a chair in your chutz, in your backyard, you're allowed to carry it into your neighbor's backyard. If it was there at the beginning of Shabbos. What?
What is a
movie? Yeah, movie, I'm not sure. Maybe it won't be in the case of a movie. I'm not sure. Question should be the same halacha. Question. I'm not 100% sure. Question should be the same halacha. Yeah. This is the halacha of the Mishnah. So here's in the Mishnah, it's a three-way machlekes that Reb Meir holds. All the gagim have one rishus. You're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. The chum say no. Each gag has the same halacha like the apartment underneath it. Just like from one apartment to another apartment, you can't carry without the roof of chaseris. Who are then from one roof to another roof? And if Shimon holds the biggest kula, no. Not only from a roof to a roof, but even to a chotzer, even to a karfif, you're allowed to carry. As long as the kelim started out to be in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos. So the Gemara. Yosef Abaya Bar Avin for Rabbi Chanina Bar Avin. The Yosef Abaya Gabayu. They're all sitting together, and Abaya was sitting with them. The Yasviyu Karmin. They're sitting together, and they're saying like this. Bishleim Rabbonon, Svar in the Mishnah, we understand. Rabbonon is the one that's Machmir that says you can't carry from one roof to another roof. Savri, they hold. Kishem Shedurin Chalukin Lamata, just like inside on bottom in the apartment. Since each, there's a different family in every house. Each house has its own halacha that you can't carry from one house to another house without on the roof of Chatzeris. Has kashem shed yurin chalukin lamatom, kach yurin chalukin lamalo. Who are then on top of your apartment on the roof? Also, it's chaluk that you can't carry from one roof to another roof. And just like inside the house, it's special because you live there. Who are then on top of the roof also? It's called the special rishus, belonging to you, and the other gag belongs to somebody else, and you can't carry from one rishus to another rishus. That's the chum svara. We understand that. Ela Rav Meir, Mikasover. But what's Rav Meir svar in the Mishnah? E kisover, if Rav Meir holds, kishem shed yurin chalukin lamato, kach yurin chalukin lamalo. If Rav Meir holds the same svar as the Chachamim, that since inside the house, different family lives there, each rishus is separate by itself, who are then on top of the house on the roof, is also considered like separate apartments, separate rishuyis, or the Zoyit Shver, my Rishus Achasain. What does Rav Meir say? Call Gaglasir Rishus Achas. All the roofs of the city, you are allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. He only says it's not, just one shouldn't be higher up and one shouldn't be lower down. But calls them on the roll on the same level, you are allowed to carry from one roof to another roof on Shabbos. Why? If you tell me Rav Meir Shita is that just like the apartments are separate because people live there, who are then the roofs are separate, you should not be allowed to carry from your apartment, from your roof to another roof. Ela, my, what do you have to say? Vi kisavar, ein chalukin. Ela, my Rav Meir holds, no, he holds like Rav Shimon, that each roof is not chalik, even though people live inside the apartment, but on top of the roof, nobody lives there. It's not called a makam dirum. Therefore, it's not like miyuch, it's not called, this belongs to Reuven. It's an open rishus ha-yachid. So you're allowed to carry from one gag to another gag. If that's Rameya Svarim, or Vazoi, the chol lamala miyud rishus achasi, that anything above yud tfachim off the ground, is all considered one rishus. It's all the gagas, all the roofs are considered one rishus. What do I care if one roof is higher yutfachim and the other roof is lower yutfachim? So what? Like one roof is off the ground 50 tfachim and the other roof is only off the ground 30 or 40 tfachim. You say then no. Then you can't carry from one roof to another roof. What's the svara? Why not? Once you're telling me that since nobody lives on top of the roof, it's not considered miyuch, it's not a separate dirum, so what do I care if one is higher and one is lower? What should be the difference? And if the Gemara, Omalu Abayis, Abayi answered them, Lay Shemi Elchu, didn't you hear, Hodi Yomar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, that what Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, that what did he say, Oy Mahoye Rav Meir, he said over the name of Rav Meir, that Kol Mokom Sha'ata Moitza Shtei Rishuyis, anytime you find two different Rishuyis, like two different Gagim, two different roofs here, two different Rishus HaYochids, Vehem Rishus Achas, really, in din, it's called one Rishus HaYochid. Like all the roofs, is a Rishus HaYochid. It's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and it's more than dalad by dalad. Every roof is called Rishus HaYochid. So really, it's like different Rishus HaYochid, but they're all Rishus Achas. Now, Kegoin, he says the Chiddush is like this. Kegoin Omod Rishus HaYochid. Let's say in your backyard, in your Rishus HaYochid, you have an Omod, you have a platform. You have like a box in your Rishus HaYochid. That's in your backyard. That is Gevoya Asara. It's 10 tfachim high, this box, this platform. The Roch of Dalit. And it's wide, Dalit by Dalit tfachim. Is Dalocha also Lakatef Olov? That's for Meir's Nugzerim. You're not allowed to carry from your backyard. If you have a bundle in your backyard, you can't put it down on top of this platform in your backyard. Even though the boat's Rishus HaYochid, and the boat's in your Rishus HaYochid. Still, Rav Meir holds it's also as a Gzeirim. What's the Gzeirim? Gzeirim Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. We're afraid sometimes you'll have a mountain like a platform in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. And you'll have a sack in Rishus HaRabim, and you come to pick it up off to Rishus HaRabim and put it on top of this platform. Now, a platform which is 10 tefachim high, which is Rochiv Dalad by Dalad and Rishus Rabim, becomes Rishus Yochid. So that's an Issi D'Raisa. You're not allowed to pick up a bundle on the floor in Rishus Rabim and put it on top of this platform, since the top of the platform is Rishus Yochid. So therefore, a mayor makes the Gzera no place, even in your own backyard, in your own Rishus Yochid, that the platform and the backyard is mamish your Rishus Yochid. Still, there's a Gzera Midravonin. You're not allowed to carry from your backyard, from the ground, to put it on top of this platform, which is your Tfachim Hai. Hey, so Ramei holds his Gzerim. Anytime you have two Rishuyis, mamish two Rishus Yochids, just one is higher than the other one, your Tfachim, it's Ostim Midravonin to pick up something from the bottom Rishus and put it on the top Rishus. Because as a Gzera, maybe you do the same thing in a Rishus Rabin, and that will be an Issi D'Raisa. So Mel is very good, as far as our case here also, by the two roofs. It's true. Every roof, it's not, Rameya does know from the Chom Shittim. Even though people live inside the house, but on top of the roof, it's not Mokal Madira, it's considered one Rishus. All the roofs is like one Rishus Yochim. Now the concern is, if one roof is higher than the other roof, Yutvachim, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the top roof, because there's new Gzera Rameya holds from, that you're never allowed to carry from one Rishus to put something higher up, 10 Tvachim higher up. Because there's a Gzera, maybe you do the same thing in Rishus Rabim. You'll be walking in Rishus Rabim, you'll find an apple on the floor, you'll want to pick it up and put it down on this platform. Now since the platform is 10 Tvachim high, Rochiv Dalad by Dalad, the platform is Rishus Yochid. That's an Issi D'Raisa. So that's where Meir's Gzera, you can never carry anything, put something from one Rishus higher up, 10 Tvachim higher, to another Rishus. So that's what's it over. Yeah. That Kol Mokim Shatamaitzi Shtei Rishuyis. Vein Rishus Achas, really it's one Rishus. So going, Omid Rishus HaYochid, Givoy HaSorah, Rochav Dalid, is also the Katav HaLov. You can't put anything on top of this platform. Gzeru Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. His Ochinami, our Mishn also the same slower, according to Ramea. There's Gzeru Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. If one roof is higher than the other roof, 10 Tvachim higher, it's also to carry from one roof to another roof. Because the Gzera, maybe you come to carry Rishus HaRabim from the floor and put it up on top of the platform in the Rishus HaRabim, which would be an Issi D'Raisa. So the Gemara. So that's Pshan Ramei in the Mishnah. If all the roofs still are equal level, then you are allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. Because they're all one Rishus HaYochid. It's only if it's higher up that you have this Gzera. Omalu Abaya, Hochi Yom Amar. Omalu Abaya, so Abaya said over. We thought afilo machteshes fi afilo gigis. Obviously, in your own backyard, you shouldn't be allowed to put something down on a machteshes, on a grinder, like on a keli, fi afilo gigis. If you can have a barrel of wine in your backyard, which the barrel of wine is 10 tfachim high, and it's wide 4 by 4 tfachim, it should be also to put something down on that, even in your own backyard. Is the habimener is anything that's gevoya yud, Rochiv Dalad in your backyard, in Rishus Yochid, you can't pick up on top. Amalu Abaya, Abaya answered back, no. Azoy Vait, so far, Rav Meir didn't make the Gzeira. Nohochi Omamar, Loyomar Rav Meir El Omud, V'yamas HaRechayim. He only said it by a platform, like a binyan, like something that's building there. Or else, V'yamas HaRechayim means that's the foundation for the grinder, for the Rechayim. The bottom foundation, that's like Kavu, it always stays there. Hoyol V'yodam Kaveya Lehem Mokim. Anything you put down on the ground, and it's going to stay there. It's not like a keg, like a barrel of wine, that you pick up when you get finished and take it someplace else. This is something that's kavu on the ground, like a platform that you build in your backyard, or else a foundation for the Rechayim. So that's what's osur. That's the Gzera Mishum Tel Bishus Rabin. Something that's kavua, that's always going to stay in this place. So if you're going to pick up something in Rishus HaYochid and put it on top of this platform, it's a Gzera, maybe you'll pick up something in Rishus HaRabim and also put it on top of the platform. Ve'enach nami yegigas, the keli that moves around, that you don't have the Gzera. Then even Rav Meir's might, you'll have to pick up something in your backyard and put it down in it, on it. Yeah. Ve'demar akasha nam. Ve'arei koisel shebein beis chatzeris. Let's say you have a wall that's in between two different chatzeris. They're kavua. The wall is kavua. It's always going to stay there. You don't move a wall around. So you have a wall dividing two chatzeris in half. The Yomar Rav Yehuda said like this, Kishatim tzalayim al-divir Rav Meir. If you want to tell me that the shittas Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's for now? Mishnah is, Gagin Rishus Liatzman, that a gag, every roof, is considered its own Rishus. And chatzeris Rishus Liatzman. who would din of the Mishnah would be the same svar by a chotzer. You would be allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Now, Reb Meir argues on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon at the end of the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry from a roof to a chotzer to a car frame. It's all like one big Rishus Yochid. Reb Meir argues and says, no, you're only allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. So it's lav davka, a roof to a roof. Who had in a chotzer to a chotzer? He just does know that he can't carry from a roof to a chotzer or into a carfif. That's a different Rishus Yochid, that's awesome. But the same type of Rishus Yochid, from one roof to another roof, from one chotzer to another chotzer, from one carfif to another carfif, even Rameyaz Moida, you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. Yeah. Is Gagin Rishus Liatzmon, Chatzer was Rishus Liatzmon, and Karfifos are Rishus Liatzmon. Now, my love, what's going to be the case that you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer? Again, if you have this keli, that at the beginning of Shabbos, your chair was not in your house, but the chair was outside in your chotzer, in your backyard. You know, the loch is you're allowed to carry it now from your backyard to your neighbor's backyard, even if you didn't make the Ruben Chaserah together. So what? Since the keli started out in the backyard, it's not meyuchet to you, the backyard, you're allowed to carry this chair into the next backyard. Now, what's the case? My love, the sharul totule dera kaisel. So what happened in there is, how could he carry between two chotzers? We're talking about there's a wall in between the two chotzerim. So if there's a wall there, what you have to do is, you have to pick up your chair, put it down on top of the wall, and then take it off the wall and put it into the other chotzer. So what the kasher is, the top of the wall is 10 tefachim high, and it could even talking about where it's roch of dalet. So according to Reb Meir, that should be us, it should be gzeira. You shouldn't be allowed to pick up the chair from the chotzer and put it on top of the wall. Because anything that's 10 tefachim higher, Reb Meir has always a gzeira. Zera tshver, here Reb Meir's mashma, you are allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. And for the Gemara Poshit, Omer Rav Huna, Bar Yehuda, Omer Rav Sheshis, Loi, we're not talking about putting it on top of the wall, which that tank is also according to Reb Meir. You're not allowed to carry from a chotzer and put it down on top of the wall. Because since the wall is 10 tefachim higher, that's the gzera, it looks like you're carrying from one rishus to another rishus. But here we're talking about, we're talking about there's a pesach, there's a doorway through this wall. True, you have two chotzers, and you have a wall in between. But there's a pesach, there's an entrance from one to the other. So Remei is Moedi, you're allowed to carry a chair that started out in one chotzer through the Pesach into the other chotzer. But there you're not lifting it up 10 tefachim, it's not going on a new Rishus, it's just going through the door. So that's the case that's mutter. But Einachnami, any time you have to take the chair and put it down on top of a wall, which is a new Rishus HaYochid, which is 10 tefachim high, Roch of Dalad, it'd be also according to Remei. There's always the Gzera, maybe you do this in the Rishus HaRabin. That's Remei Shita. Allah, we don't hold from this gzeira of Remeya. Rather, we hold anything that's in your backyard, you are allowed to carry something from the ground and put it down on a platform you have in your own backyard, even though it's 10 tefachim high. As we don't hold from Remeya's gzeira. But according to Remeya, that's Pshana Mishnah, that all the roofs are really considered one rishus, even though people live downstairs, but since on top they don't live, it's one rishus. Just if one roof is taller than the other roof, you tefachim, that's Remeya's gzeira all over, that you can't pick up something from one rishus and put it on top of another rishus since it's yutfachim higher, even though they're both rishus yochid. Sigzer mishum tel rishus rabbi. Good. So this is Reb Meir Shita. Mavaita v'chachamim maimrim kol echad v'yechad rishus b'fnei atzmai. The chum hold no and say every roof, since people live downstairs in the apartment and every apartment treats you need a roof b'chaseris to carry from one rishus to another rishus. It's miyuchet to you, and the other apartment is miyuchet to him. They can't carry from his rishus to another rishus. The oldest floor, who would then on top of the roof? The roof also goes boss to the house. So the roof also has a din like it belongs to you. And the other roof belongs to your chaver. So you can't carry something from one roof to another roof. That's also according to Chachamim. So the word Itma. Rav Omar, Ein Metaltlem Boy, Ela Bedal Damis. Rav holds this, you know, on top of the roof, it's much more chomer. Not only can't you carry from one roof to another roof, but on top of your roof, you can't carry more than Dal Damis. That's all. You can only carry within Dal Damis. But more than Dal Damis is also to carry something on top of your roof. We'll soon see what the case is. Yeah. For Pshit, the Sohan al-Rashi says, Rav Oma, the third line of his biggest middle Rashis, Rav Oma metaltlim, le rabonin begag ha-somach ha-chaveroi. If you have a roof that's next to your chaver's roof, and Pasha, they're open, one is open to the other one, so since you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus to the other Rishus, They're like two rishuyas are open one to the other. They're poros b'mluya. They're open completely to the other rishus. And therefore, they ask the zeh al zeh that they can't carry more than daldams. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says no. Mutal atalto b'kulay. You're allowed to carry all around your roof. On top of your roof, you have a chair there. You can carry it all around your roof. Just from your roof to the next roof, you can't carry on Shabbos. But on top of your roof, let's consider the Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to carry all around your roof. Yeah. Rashi says, Elo b'dal damas, Rashi, what's pshat in Rav? Dechivon de la Rabbonin. Call Echad Rishus Liatzmoi. Since according to the Rabbonin, every roof is belongs to the own Bailim, it lies as a separate Rishus, Vein Prutz and Zelazir. And on top of the roof, there's no Mechitza between one roof and another roof. They're all opened up completely, one roof to another roof. As I bezoi, oistrim zel zel. One roof makes it also for the other roof. Tevele reshus terutsa bimluyam lemokam osalo. One roof is opened up completely to the next roof. And they're also carrying one to the other, so that makes it also to carry in the own roof also. That's Ravsvaram. And Shmuel says, no, mutla tata bakuloi. So Drashi, why? She mechitzois hamavdilois lamata menadurin amrinan goda. Good asking who. In other words, we say every house has its own walls. Like when you live inside your apartment, you have four walls around you. So we say those walls, we say good asking. Starts off from the ground, it goes to the roof, and from the roof we say those mechitas go straight up to the Shemayim. So couldn't say between one gag and another gag, there are mechitas in between. So it's not called porous, I'm not considered opened up one to the other. There are mechitas. The mechitas of the house, the mechitas of the house itself goes straight up. So Mela, on top of the roof, is sitting the Rishus HaYochid, which has Dalad Mechitas all around it. Because the walls of the house, we say Gudas and go straight up. That's Shmuel Svaro. Therefore, on top of the roof has Mechitas. You can walk around, carry all around the top of your roof. So that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So what's the Machlekes? Shmuel says like this. The Mechitzois Hanikarois, the Kulayam Aloy Pligi. If by standing on top of the roof, like the two houses are not mamish directly together, they're not mamish built one on top of another, so there's a drop, there's an inch in between one house and the other house. So by standing on top of the roof, like you could look down and see that there are mechitzas there. You see, clearly you have a mechitza on your side and a mechitza on the other one. That's called mechitzas hanikaris. You could look down and you see the mechitzas on the bottom of the house. By standing on top of the roof, you look down and you see the mechitzas. Then everybody holds, the kula yalna, even Rav holds, loy pligi, that it's mutter to carry on top of your roof. Because then we say those mechitzas, the walls of the house, go straight up to the Shemayim. So on top of the roof, there's mechitzas all around it. Your pshita, you're allowed to carry. Strashi, but mechitzas hanikoros. Shein habatim mechuborim. The houses are not attached one to the other. V'yesh avri b'nein. There's a little bit space in between one house and the other style, in the other house. Or mechitzas habatim nirim li'ayim demalagang. If somebody is standing on top of the roof, when he looks downwards, he could see that there are walls under the roof. So since he could see the walls of the house, then even Rav is moed. We say those walls go straight up, good asik, and there's mechitzas dividing between your chutzur and your gag and the other gag. Therefore, it's mutter. Trashi kuliyam le pliga derminam bahu good asik. It's doim if you have a platform in the middle of Rishus Rabim. They have a Rishus Yochid. Like every platform in Rishus Rabim that's Yutfachim high, that's wide 4x4, on top of the platform is called Rishus Yochid. Why is it Rishus Yochid? Where's the Mechitz on top of the platform? The Chur on top of the platform, there are no Mechitz there. So where's the Rishus Yochid? Elamai, we say, Mishrum Gat, good Asik, Moshech Vela. We say on this, if this platform is a square platform and it's 10 tefachim high and it's rochav dalam adal, we say these 10 tefachim here, this mechitza shoots up, goes straight up to Shemayim. So when you're standing on top of a platform, you have four mechitzas all around you. That's why on top of the platform is called the Rishus HaYochid. So here also, on top of the house, the roof, a pshita has mechitzas there if you could tell the mechitzas. If when standing by the roof, you could look down at the side and see the walls of the house, then everybody's moed, you say good asik, it's mutter to carry all around your roof on top. Now where's the machlokes? Ki pligi, the mechitza shishenim nikoris. Mechitza that by standing on top of the roof, you can't tell the mechitzas. You can't see them. So Rashi learns that the ki pligi b'sheinam mechitz nikoris, shagagin mechuborin yachid. The roofs are attached. One roof is attached to the other roof. Umechasena mechitza shebein adyurin. Mela, when you stand in the in-between point and look down, you don't see any mechitzas there. The roofs meet one the other. So there you don't see the mechitzas underneath it. So that's the machlekes. In a case where you don't see the mechitzas underneath it, do you still say good asik or not? Rav Amarav says, ein metaltlam boy. You can't carry on top of your roof. Ela b'dal damas, only dal damas. Since you can't see the mechitzas, we don't say good asik here. So mela, one roof is open completely to the next roof. Then we say, one asik is on the other one. Loy amar good asik. We don't say the mechitzas go straight up. Shmuel says no. Mutu atalta b'kuloi. You are allowed to carry all around your roof on top. Why? So yom ha-gudasik mechitzosa. Still we say gudasik. Even though when the two houses, two roofs, are meeting together, and the mamish meeting, standing here, you look down, you can't see the mechitzas, so what? Without lamaisa, there are mechitzas there. Even though you can't see them, Shmuel still says we say gudasik. These mechitzas go up. Now, even according to Rav, we say now you can't mimetal only dal damis. The pshat is why? Because one roof is opened up into the other roof. Hey, that's pshat to all around the houses we do say gadasik. Like all around here you could see the walls. So all these walls do come up. So really all the roofs is like one big rishus yachid. That's why we say why is it also from one to another? Because since it's opened up here completely, so that's why this one asks on the other one. Therefore two rishrias are opened up completely and you can't carry one to the other, and each one is also also to carry. That's why Rav says you can only carry dal damas on top of your roof. And Shmuel says no, even though the two roofs are attached, you can't see the mechitza underneath it. So what? The maisa, there is a mechitza there. In this case you still say good asik. That's Shmuel's svara. Yeah. So the Mara Tanan, it says now Mishnah Tanan. Ve'chachamim Oimrim, kol echod v'yechod rishus liyatzmai. Now Mishnah Chachamim say, every roof is still its own rishus.